All right.
Amen. Thank you. Shown in the earth is Christ the wife, glorified, made for the Lord's delight. And he shows the blessed hearts that now burn the quickened word. It's the quickened word in this twinkling of an eye. The quickened word is the glorified wife. The quickened word. Oh, the quickened word, flesh and bones now glorified. The quickened word is God's own life. The quickened word in this secret place and time, we're hid away from all men's eyes. But blessed are those who have never seen nor heard. Here comes the quickened word. It's the quickened word in this twinkling of an eye. The quickened word is the glorified wife. The quickened word. Shown in the earth is Christ the wife, glorified, made for the Lord's delight. And he shows the blessed hearts that now burn the quickened word. It's the quickened word in this twinkling of an eye. The quickened word is the glorified wife. The quickened word. On the quickened word, flesh and bones now glorified. The quickened word is God's own life. The quickened word. In this secret place and time, we're hid away from all men's eyes. But blessed are those who have never seen nor heard. Here comes the quickened word. It's the quickened word. In this twinkling of an eye, the quickened word is the glorified wife. The quickened word, oh, the quickened word, flesh and bones now glorified. The quickened word is God's own life. The quickened word, and blessed are those who have never seen nor heard. Here comes the quickened word. Oh, here comes the quickened word. Praise God. We love you, Lord. Praise God.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Barbara Jean. That's very good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, we praise you, Almighty. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay. Praise the Lord. It's time to move on with the other part of the service here. Amen. And we all realize we're living right here at the time of the moment and the twinkling of an eye. Amen. So today I want to talk to you a bit. Amen. May not call it a sermon, or you might. We'll let you decide that. Amen. So I want to talk to you a bit, and I want to talk to you about this message. Amen. And I want to take for a title of our thought, God has already made provisions for the wise message of glorified flesh and bone to go forth using both man and woman. Amen. Now, we might change that if we make it like the title for a sermon. It will may need shortening or something there a bit. But that be the overriding thought of what I have on my mind. Now, listen once again. God has already made provision for the wife's message of glorified flesh and bone to go forth using, I want you to get this bottom part good, using both man and woman. Amen. That's what he does, use both man and woman for the purpose of getting the message out. Amen. He's already made the provision. And the provision has been that he sent a message and a messenger. Amen. You have to have a messenger to have a message. And Paul was that messenger for the time to get the virgin engaged. And he wrote quite a bit. Luke wrote for him and sent the letters to the different groups. And as we read in the book of Acts, we find that there was certain things that doesn't fit too much with the Pentecostal, some of the Pentecostal movements today and some of the folks, because there this message was brought forth and spreaded by both man and woman, equally, we would say. And not necessarily being a preacher. I tell you what, a lot of the preachers, there are very few preachers now that's really called. But Paul said, how can they go and preach except they're called? And most of them just decided, I know many countries we've been in, some places they would get to study Brother Brown's book, and as soon as they got some of the things Brother Brown said, they'd become a preacher. See? And all. And that weren't bad for that time period, see. Amen. But we're living in a period of time now. It's the ending of this time of moment and the twinkling of an eye, see. And that's why we're twinkling. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I want to tell you a little bit about, as we go along, how all this came into being. Praise the Lord. Now, this message, as you know, have been going many, many years, more than 65 years. But one of the overriding things has been in this message is the writing, doing a little writing, maybe just on sheets of paper, little things like that, and something God gave, and then maybe sharing it with someone. And then in 69, latter part of 69, we started beginning to put the sermon material in books, and some of them not in existence now, don't think. But we began to write many, many little books, pamphlets, and so on like that, and latter part of 69, we went on started on the 40-day fast. And we finished up as if we come into 70. And as we did, I've told you the story many times, how that in the room there, I closed myself up in the room, mostly stayed in the room for this 40 days and nights, and read the Bible, pray, and meditate. And there's been a lot. My life has consisted a lot of meditating. Meditating on the Lord, the Word, and the plan of salvation, and what's good for, what's the right way to do this. It's always been that I want to get the gospel out. I want to help. And I needed someone to get the gospel to me also. And so as we went forth, we studied and learned, and from other ministry, learned especially from Brother Brannon, Brother Jackson, and some of the others as we come along. But upon there was a certain thing in the time when the fivefold ministry was that was one of the things that was taught by us all, which was of God and which was right. Amen. And so on. But you know, they would say, we don't need the fivefold ministry anymore because God sent a prophet. And the prophet, all we got to do is hear what the prophet said. Well, that didn't seem to fit real good with the word, because some of the things the prophet said fit basically in the realm of Old Testament working. For instance, he would say, the word don't come to anybody but the prophet. And that was one of the things he said on many, many, many dozens of his sermons. The word don't come to anyone but a prophet. Well, when you begin to look at New Testament, look at Paul. Paul was an apostle. And the other ministry, the received word, I began to get very concerned about this, not knowing all the answers. And still don't know all the answers. But one of the things that troubled us most, that the word don't come to anybody but the prophet, when I would try to preach a little further, especially among the people that believed in Brother Branham, followed Brother Branham, I began to preach a little further. They said, yes, but the word don't come to nobody but the prophet. And sometimes they'd say, where's the pillar of fire over your head if you got something else, you know? Well, all those things were totally nonsense, see. Amen. Because in the New Testament, you'll find no scripture that would even slightly indicate that the word doesn't come to anyone but a prophet. And he would say, God only have one prophet on the scene at the same time. No, they don't have two prophets, just one. And I saw that was the Old Testament up one side and down the other, we'd say. And then we began to learn, as he began to preach, we listened to his sermon some, and he would bring in about Malachi 4 and how that God was sending Elijah the prophet. And then he began to bring it around where that applied to him, that he was that prophet, that Elijah the prophet that would come to restore back. Well, now that made sense. Amen. And so there was many other things that he would say about the same similarity that didn't fit at all with what I was reading in the book of Acts and in Paul's writing. See, because it just weren't, that was another work, it was a working of God, absolutely. And then one day he said something that really helped me to unravel this better in my spiritual being, my spiritual mind. He said that, began to preach on that scripture about the Son of Man to be revealed again in the last day. He said, now we're not talking about Jesus coming back, but the revealing of the Son of Man. And said, when the Son of Man was here, said he would call, tell people where they've been, like Nathaniel, I saw thee when thou was under a fig tree, and began to tell different ones different things, you know. And he called himself the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus did. Amen. That's early on in the, as he started forth. And we began to see in this hour, here come a man on the scene that was anointed with an Old Testament type prophet spirit. And he would say certain things, and he would take many of his sermons get from the Old Testament and bring them in like that. And it left a big gap in my mind from Brother Brown's message to the message that we're preaching now. It left a gap. And so that's when I went on the 40-day fast. And at the 38th day of that fasting, there was a voice that came into the room, and the voice said very vividly, he was an Old Testament type prophet. Amen. And that cleared that up so much for me. And then I realized he don't have to say just like we say, because that spirit was bearing witness from the Old Testament all the way through. Amen. And then he also told us about that spirit will come again in on the prophet there in Israel, Moses and Elijah. Amen. Moses and Elijah is not going to come back, but the spirit that will cause them to do similar things. See? Amen. So now we got it. Amen. So we can go forth and preach the fivefold ministry, in which we did, and show that the apostolic ministry was the one first apostles. And then he went on secondary prophets, which would be New Testament prophets, which didn't resemble Old Testament prophets at all as the way they operated, because they operated as part of the body of Christ in that time period, say. Amen. And as we go forth, then we came into the time where that we got into Ephesians 4, 13 through 16 there, 17, where that we would grow in grace and knowledge, and we'd learn about these things and all that. We came through that period there, and it's been a great period, and God has blessed us mightily. And we have writings on it all the way through. Now, all the time as we have been coming on this journey, and thank God we're at the top of the mountain now, that journey, we had been writing books there's, and saving back some of the tapes. Some of them, we didn't have tape recorders in the days that we started off, and many times we didn't save them back because someone wanted to borrow the tape when we made them, and listen to them, and of course they would let somebody else have it and so on like that, and we never did get them back. So many of the messages, which of the tens of thousands has gone forth, amen, but now we have on the website, Sound of Liberty website, we have thousands of messages, amen, of the more of the later messages. And from those, we can see a pattern of growth as we have grown in grace and amen and all. And then we come to a place where God revealed to us about the marriage of the Lamb. Hallelujah. You know, we used to teach in the, you remain a virgin, you remain a virgin. And that's some of the old tapes now. Be sure you remain a virgin to the Word. Amen. But now, we have come to the place where we don't want you to remain a virgin in the sense of being married to Christ. We want you to be the wife of the Lamb, and that's not a virgin, see. Hallelujah, because you become part of Him. And Paul wrote it for us, and thank God. Amen. And he picked it up back with something Adam said. It came all the way through. He began to say, that we're bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And now, in this hour, we're saying we are bone of his glorified flesh and bone. Amen. Amen. Which brings it to the place where we which are alive and remain, amen, are not going to die, but we'll be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye, along with, and then thank God for this revelation. And I'd never heard it preached or laid in by anyone else, because God saved certain things for us in this end time, as he laid in a message here to finish out the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And he left many things in the Word about the marriage by proxy, and then the masculine and feminine part of Christ. That's some messages of more recent time, I would say. What would we say on that? Three or four years back, bring it in. And there's a message to them, which God created he them. See? Amen. Male and female created him. Amen. Meaning the male and female part was all in Adam to begin with. But that them. But then when God put Adam asleep and took a rib from him and created Eve, then one part of that them went into Eve, which was the feminine part of Adam, we would say. Amen. Not he didn't make one like Adam, but he made Adam a helpmeet, a wife, a beautiful woman. Amen. Praise God. As beautiful as can be. See? Amen. So we just praise God that he began to reveal and bring this through. And so God promised a wife for his other son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And John wrote about it in Revelation 19, verses 7 and 8 there, where he told us to rejoice and be glad and so on, and says, "For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready." That's ready to go up, ready for the rapture. Amen. And that's where we're at now. And unto her it was granted that she should be clothed in fine linen, clean and white, which is the righteousness of the saints. Amen. Amen. Her righteousness, which is God's righteousness through the Lord Jesus Christ, her husband, King, and Lord. Praise God. Amen. Now here, once again, as I've reminded you over some of the later sermons, that we're not talking to religion here as a whole, but we're talking about the wife of the Lamb, which is an exclusive group. Amen. That is not part of this religious system out here. They don't fit in because it's a different group altogether. And in that religious system out there, the Antichrist spirit has got in to the point that it's leading it, mostly leading it, and they're not going to wake up, because God has lifted the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost, and let them go on and do their own thing. Hallelujah. While the wife here is getting ready and getting the gospel out, bringing it all in, being married to him. Amen. And when I say being married to him, I'm not talking about just with hope that we're going to be. I'm talking about actually taking on glorified flesh and bone as the wife of the Lamb. See? Amen. So as we look at these things today and talk about it, it gives us an idea, not just an idea, but it helps solidify our revelation as to why this came the way it is. And for the last two or three years here, we've been off the field and haven't done much traveling at all. Amen. But all the while, we've been working harder than if we were traveling. Amen. On the books and the tapes and getting the word out, the word's going out, and now there's availability for it for all the world. Amen. And it don't have to be a preacher get it to preach to the congregation. His congregation. No, a man or a woman, either one, can spread this gospel, and we've already got something solid to point to. You need to read this book. You need to do this. Amen. It's just like I spoke earlier about Priscilla and Aquila. And there was different ones in Paul's day that Paul made mention of in Romans 16 chapter and other places. And those that were women that really was very instrumental in getting the gospel out, although they weren't preachers in the sense of getting up behind the pulpit and preach. Amen. Now, just recently had the dream, some weeks back, or maybe some months back now, wasn't it? Yeah, and about the woman, we were preaching someone. Actually, in the dream, it started off, we were coming into a meeting and just wanted to go in and sit down in the meeting to see what was going on, you know, because I wasn't sure even why we were there, see. And so I went in, sat down, and they carried on with the service, had some songs and prayers and so on like that, the normal thing. And then the minister, I suppose, or the leader, says, Ben Howard's going to be speaking to us today. And I thought, my, how many Ben Howards is there, you know? Because I'd slipped in and sat down there, and as far as I know, nobody knew me. Amen. And I didn't know anybody. But evidently somebody knew me. So I said, how many Ben Howards are there? And looking around, and someone sitting behind me began to peck me on the shoulder, punch me on the shoulder, said, it's you, go on up. And so I don't know why, I must have been pretty brave. So I did, I got up and went up up front on the little platform there, and I looked around, and there a lady stood close to the pulpit. And I looked around, you know, looking for somebody to interpret, because I couldn't speak their language, they couldn't speak mine. Not generally, evidently some of them could, because the man that punched me said, go on, it's you. And God might just let that much come out in English. But where you go, most folks, especially in the towns, there people, although they don't speak English, there's usually some that can speak English. Amen. So I looked around waiting, just pausing for just a moment, waiting for the interpreter. And the lady looked over at me, dressed like a good Christian lady, looked over at me and says, are you ready, sir? I said, yes, ma'am. And I began to talk about these things like I am now, talking about the Word, talking about the great things of God. And she was interpreting. And that was a first for me. I've never had a woman to interpret, not a sermon. I've had them interpret what I was saying, like a group, just talking with a group, among a group, but not preaching like. You know, and I was there. I started preaching, and I preached, and after about, 25 or 30 minutes, I thought to myself, I'd better stop, because I don't want to bore these folks and all that, because I really didn't know why I was there to begin with, you know. And I began to close out with a prayer, you know, like that. And just as soon as I got through, there was the people stood up, and they could speak this much in English, at least. They were saying more. They wouldn't want me to stop, see? Amen. So God has made a way, laid this in, and we have books that everything that we've talked about, and up to even just recently, everything we talked about is in books, is a record of it. Amen. And anyone, man or woman, can take and use this Word. It is Word, quickened Word. It's a message of glorified flesh and bone for the wife of the Lamb, and only for her. And either one can take and use this message to do the work of God as God would lead, see. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. And so there is a hungry people, and it's made possible to go around the world that's saying more. Amen. We got some that goes on the site every day, you know. And every new book, they snap them up immediately. Amen. Well, that's what it's for. There's a message. Now, on the Sound of Liberty website, it's soundofliberty.org. Amen. And there's messages that, like I say, thousands of them, and many testimonies of how God has led. It's available to the whole world. Amen. God has made a way. And the title of the message, how God has already made provision for the wife's message of glorified flesh and bone to go forth using both man and woman. Amen. And my wife, she used to take care of getting everything on the website. And I couldn't even start to do anything like that. And, of course, it's handled by another, someone else, as far as getting it out on the different platforms. And it's so that anybody in the whole world can get it and hear for themselves. Amen. And if a woman can testify about this, give someone a book, and explaining that about the book, because there are certain that have read all these books, every one of them, and especially you that have helped with the publishing of them. Amen. And my wife and there's one sister in West Virginia, Sister Liv Frugie, they go over this every message 3 or 4 times and before it goes on the site to be sure that they got the scripture and everything's just right. Amen. We're together in this. And we've come through the age where fivefold ministry, where he gave these gifts to men, and that was under basically just the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But now Christ has come down, Revelation chapter 10, amen, that feminine part of Christ, and also the masculine part of Christ is married together, amen, and there's a powerful group in the earth, amen, with the power of God, with the faith of the Son of God, plus the faith of Christ. Hallelujah. And now this is going forth and nothing can stop it, see. So God made these provisions and many misunderstood over time. And like I say, there's a man came by here, came by and stopped. And someone I'd known years ago, but I didn't recognize him when he came up. And he told me who he was. So I used to come to church here about 30 years ago, son, and begin to say, he says, I thought you were dead. Didn't know if you were dead or not. Said, I hadn't heard from you lately. Amen. But it's on the web. And see, far as being out there among religion, they haven't heard of us. Amen. But this group evidently had, because they said, Ben Howard's going to speak for us. And they were saying more when they got through. Amen. And they were waiting for him. That's the thing. And how'd they know I was coming? Amen. There's so many things about that. Some of these things you just have to say, God, you're good, and you know what you're doing. And all we got to do is follow. Amen. He knows the way, the song we used to sing. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness, and all we have to do is follow. Hallelujah. Well, we've come through that wilderness. Amen. Now we're following him as getting the word out to all people that's ordained to hear. Hallelujah. And we've still got some traveling left in us, you know. But I wanted to bring this in, get it here to let us see. This thing has been going on as in secret. Hallelujah. And it hadn't been known. Amen. And when the I always thought a lot of my oldest sister. When I was born, they said I weighed about 2.5 pounds. And it wasn't a very small chance that I could live back in that we were back in the mountain. That was, people didn't go to doctors in those days. The women had their children at home and so on like that. And they managed themselves, hardly ever. Anyone went to the doctor, they would have to get a wagon or a sled or whatever and take them out in the mountain to a town to get to a doctor or something. And if they did, they wouldn't have money to pay the doctor. So they just made do at home. So they said to put me in a shoebox there, put me in a dresser drawer and just let me sleep in there. Put in there, and the poor little thing can't live, they said. Midwife, poor little thing, can't live. And my sister, oldest sister, Stella May, mother, she's already gone. We did her funeral when she passed away. But she told a story to me. Barbara and I went down to get her to tell the story. She told a story, but she would make something they, and what they call in the mountain. Now, this may not be proper language. It may be. I don't know. But they take a little cloth and dip in some milk and with butter or sugar or something, put it in the mouth, and they call it sugar tit. And now, that don't take that the wrong way there. But that's what she did for many weeks. Finally, I got so I could begin to revive up a little bit and take food a different way. And I don't know if they had, milk bottles, baby bottles back then or not, with a nipple on them like that. I don't know. But anyway, somehow or another, she managed to feed me till we got, I got up. Well, she saved me, we'd say. Amen. The one that said no one, he can't survive. Well, ever since I can remember, there's a blank place there that I don't have a lot of the history on and don't need it. But ever since I can remember, I just felt like preaching a little bit and all that. And it's been a story that I've told as soon as I got up a little bit and know what I was talking about. And here I went with my patch overalls on, long hair and all that, talking about the Lord. And I told my daddy, I believe I'm called to preach. And he said, well, son, if you are, you better get you a necktie and some preaching license and go to it, he said. And I think maybe he weren't too, wasn't taking me too serious. And time went on and so on like that. But when I finally did come into the recognition of the Lord, born again, we will say, and came into it, I began to really get a burn in my heart, but I always wanted to write these revelations, these truths, and put them in printed page. And that has been my salvation, more or less, the printed page. Glory to God, where we went forth printing and made, and we have not spared any sacrifice to print the books and get them right. Amen. And the Lord has given us favor with the printers and so on. And we've been able, he just put some connection for us because I didn't know where to go to see about getting something printed or anything. And the information just kind of fell my way. And now we got a good setup that for our printing and everything. The Lord just worked it out. Praise the Lord. And there's stories we could tell on it where that it was God leading. I remember back a few years ago when there was a kind of a depression around here when the printers, some of them went out of business, couldn't get enough business to keep running. Even my printer, the one that was doing my printing, he had to close down because of lack of printing. He couldn't pay his expense and so on like that. So he had to quit. He closed his down. But he had moved over to another printer, helping him. Well, we had a book ready for printing. And my wife and I knew printer. And she's been with me many times there, my wife Barbara Jean. And so she says, you know, I'd like to find out what happened to Jeff, where Jeff went. And lo and behold, I believe, didn't he call us?
The same day.
The same day that printer that we had this book ready to go, he called us and says, I'm working now with the printer here, and if we can help you print, we'd like to continue your printing.
We'd like to give you a quote.
Yeah, we'd like to give you a quote on your next book. So we did, and it was so enticing. The quote was, we forgot all the others, you know. And he began to help with the printing, and he told the man that owned the company there, says, anything Ben Barber won't printed, said Prim, said I'll vouch for them. They don't need to make any upfront payments or anything. So I'll vouch for them. For 40 years, they've been right on time, never missed any payment on the books or anything. Amen. We're always ready with the money when the books are ready. And much of this time, we started off with not anything to print with, but the urge to do it and faith that it was the will of God. And not, I'll have to testify to this today, God being my witness, not one time of all the thousands of printings we've had done, not one time has it ever failed. that the money weren't there at the time that was needed, and sometimes it was maybe just a day or two before we needed it. Amen. But it always came. Amen. So we walk by faith, and we're still walking by faith. But here's a message for the wife of the Lamb that man or woman can take and do like Priscilla and Aquila. Say, hey, let me tell you something here. I heard a man named Paul over here, and here's what he's saying. And they finally got him to go to hear Paul preach. And once he heard Paul preach, and he's already been prepared, see, by what Priscilla and Aquila had said. And I believe Priscilla was the one that did most of the talking because she's the one that Paul mentioned more often. But Apollos became a great teacher, and God opened his heart. Amen. God opened his heart to the truth. And I preached the message over in some countries. It was an African country. Give us a heart like Apollos. And what country is that, Barbara? You remember? That was in Malawi, I believe. Yes, Nsanje. Amen. Went and preached a message called Lord, give us a heart like Apollos. And the purpose was, by the leading of the Lord, Apollos, when he heard truth, God opened his heart and he rallied to it and he believed it, see. Yeah. Amen. And that's what happened. Sometimes when someone hears this truth, amen, it's something they've never heard of before. But it's something, if they are the wife of the Lamb, it'll do like Simon the Bible did. When they heard, their heart began to burn within them. Hallelujah. Amen. So I preached the message, God give us a real good heartburn, you know, or something to that effect. Amen. Your heart burn within you. You know it's the truth. Amen. Amen. There's a drawing power to it that you can't help it. Amen. Hallelujah. And then everything else seems to just fade away.
Thank you, Lord.
I preached a message once, and I entitled it about the Great White Throne Judgment. I used to read that there in Acts or in Revelation 21, where that there was the Great White Throne Judgment. Actually, it was Acts 20, I believe, wasn't it? And there when the Great White Throne Judgment at the end of the millennia. Revelation 20. Yeah, Revelation 20, I believe it is. I don't have it down here or nothing. But anyway, there when John saw the throne, it says heaven and earth passed away, and there was found no place for them. But there was the throne. So what happened? It passed away in John's visionary mind. Hallelujah. That everything passed away, and there he was seeing the Great White Throne Judgment, because that's what God was putting emphasis on. And when you hear this message, amen, all these religious experiences, all the churchianity you've been through, and all the churchianity that's existing today, it just passes away. Amen. And here stands the message. Glory to God that's going forth, the message of glorified flesh and bone that's only for the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And here's a messenger that have been around the world many times, or different parts of the world, and been constantly ministering, working with my hand, and many times paying all the expense basically myself.
Amen.
Amen. But just keep right on going. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. So we haven't spared anything, hadn't had anything saved back for certain things. Amen. And when the time comes for the printing, amen, whatever it takes, amen, if we got something we need to sell to do it, we'll do it.
Amen.
Amen. I had a little Toyota pickup that I like real good, and we were making CDs. And they came forth with a machine that could make them, and up to 100 at a time, see. So I took and we found out what the price of it was. And I think it was $3,000 or $4,000, whatever it was. And so a man come by, he said, "You wouldn't want to sell that pickup, would you?" Just at that time. I like that little truck. Now, I'm kind of a car person. I like pickups and so on like that. And I used to have a little Army Jeep. I ride around the woods with it, and I loved it. So that's as a diversion, maybe, from studying so much. And just get in the woods and ride around, dodge the trees and run over the little bush. And so I'm kind of a car person. So I wanted this little pickup. I finally found one in a paper. And Brother George Zimmer went with me to pick it up. And when we saw it, it was just exactly what I wanted. Well, then here I came. We needed something to help us out on some making CD work. The man said, "You wouldn't want to sell that pickup, would you?" And so I said, "Yeah, I think I might." I didn't want to, but I wanted to get that thing, and seemed like that would be the proper thing. Which do I think the most of? Getting the machine to make the CDs or the pickup that I really loved. And so I said, he said, "What would you take?" So I knew what the machine cost. So I told him I didn't tell him what I was going to do with it or anything, but I just told him that price. He said, "You just sold that pickup." So he out with the money and paid me off, and we got the machine. So we have we have never spared anything. If we need to cut the groceries a little short or something to do something, we did that. Or if we had to, we just worked it out where it could be. Right. Amen. So today God has brought us to the top of the mountain, and there's a message now. It's all over the world. Amen. Man and woman can take and teach it. Glory to God, and help someone with it. And there's a lot of the sisters can take it and do just as well or maybe better than some of the men.
Amen.
Amen. So that's what Priscilla and Aquila and others that Paul would talk about. Hallelujah. And I'm not talking about saying you need to get a woman pastor or anything like that. So we're not that coming through that time period of the pastors and the teachers and evangelists and so forth, although God's got them here. But that's not the emphasis. Everything passed away except the wife of the Lamb. And, yeah, glorified flesh and bones. And there's a message here. Amen. And nothing has stopped it, even though there's been a lot of uphill travel doing, and there's been a lot of things where it looked like we were going exactly the wrong way, and a lot of people get discouraged because we didn't go a certain way, and different things like that. But here we are today. Amen. And there's a message, and here it is for a man or a woman, either one. Take this testimony, take this word, and it will draw those that it's for, and those that it's not for, you don't need to waste time on them. Amen. I'm not saying be cruel or anything, but just hold your peace, see. A lot of times there's a time to hold your peace and a time to speak, and the Holy Spirit will direct you exactly. Amen. You are the body of Christ. You're members of the body of Christ. You're the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And I said something that really shook somebody up other week when I said something about the wife. He didn't want a wife like him, like Adam. He didn't want another Adam. Amen. If he had, he'd been very disappointed. But he wanted a wife. Hallelujah. And that's what God created. And now the wife is not like him, because the wife is many-membered body, a male and female that's taken this glorious word. Amen. But in the eyes of God, in his eyes, that's the wife of the Lamb, see. Hallelujah. And all their love and affection go towards him as their husband, Lord, and King. Amen. So all these things have been taking place in our day. So is there anything taking place in this day and time? Amen. You better believe. glory to God, more is taking place than we realize. And all this is coming to pass for the glory of God. Praise the Lord. So I just wanted to give this little thing on this morning to let you know I just feel it's the will of God. Amen. So if a woman get a hold of one of these books and like it, and she finds somebody that's interested in the things of the Lord, let her tell what happened to her, what she read. Amen. Praise God. My wife and her mother went to the library. She's looking for some books on Christianity and so on like that. She's studying on a little bit. And when Barbara came out back out the car, mother waited in the car, and she said, she was kind of crying, said, Mama, where's our people at? Where's our people? Said, all them there's, involved in all these kind of stuff, you know, ecumenicalism and all these kind of things. Amen. But now she's found her people. Glory to God. We found our people. Our people is the wife of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Wherever they are around the world, glory to God, and let this message go forth, and let it not be anything that can stop it, because it's ordained of God. It cannot be stopped. And thank God for blessing the messenger here, that we could go forth and be able to deliver it, regardless of what the situation might have been.
Amen.
So may God bless you today. And I don't know if this is a sermon or not, but it's the beginning of a new thing, say. Amen. When I say a new thing, the world has come to a place now. There's soon to be a total new beginning with the Lord Jesus Christ himself coming.
Amen.
As soon as it goes through that 7-year period there, amen, the great tribulation, here come the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and his wife by his side, dressed in fine linen, clean and white. What a beautiful group, heavenly group. Hallelujah. Look like angels to some of the writers. He'll come with the angels, you know. Amen. So the glorified saints. And I thank God for revealing the scripture to us. And this will be, I'm trying to find a little closing place here. This will be a scripture here that God has anointed us with. And we've been talking on it some. But he brings back, and this is 1 Thessalonians 4:14. When God sent Christ Jesus, which is shown in Revelation chapter 10, when God sent Christ Jesus down to earth, he sent with him the spirits of those men and women that's part of the wife of the Lamb that has gone on by the way of the grave, because they've been going that way since the days of Paul, when Paul introduced the virgin, and now they're here and they're not virgin anymore. They're the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Part of us, and together, the Bible says, we'll be caught up. We'll go to his house. Then we're coming back with him down here while he takes over the earth. We're dressed in fine linen, but he's clothed in a vesture dipped in blood, showing he'll crush every kingdom. And there'll be a great battle of Armageddon. And one writer says, or in the book of Revelation, that the blood will run up to the horse's bridle. And when such a great slaughter, and Isaiah says there'll be few men left.
Amen.
But it'll be a new beginning like it was after the flood. Glory to God. But here's the king and his wife and all the saints, the other part of the saints, resurrected in glorified bodies, plus all the mortal people that God invites. Say, come on in, come on in.
Yeah.
Amen. To live in that great millennial reign. Amen. So I'm going to leave that right there. So let's just bow our head in prayer now. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for helping us this morning for this little message, Lord. And I pray that it'll be understood and taken in the right way. And, Lord, that we'll know that here's a message and we can use it for the glory of God, man or woman. And it's not against anything, any movement that God's doing, any other thing that God's doing out here. But our vision, heaven and earth has passed away, and all we see is the wife of the Lamb.
Amen.
Oh, we praise you, God. And we thank you, Lord, for helping us in all ways. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And amen. All right.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. God bless you. Bobby, you have some. You have something to say here, or a song to sing or something? Amen. We just praise the good Lord for all that he has been doing, all that he's doing. But this gives us an understanding of what's been taking place all these 65 years or more. I'm 83 years old now, soon be 84. Amen. And this has been a lifelong journey and a wonderful journey.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Not the easy journey, but a wonderful journey.
Amen.
God bless you.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
It's a time like no other time before, and we're shining forth as the stars forevermore. We're at a point which is clearly seen, a defining moment manifested in you and me.
Yeah.
It's a defining moment. Hear the trumpet sound, a great jubilee with the wives, saints all around. And it's clearly seen, a defining moment manifested in you and me. Oh, it's a defining moment. Hear the trumpet sound, a great jubilee with the wives, saints all around.
Yeah.
And it's clearly seen, a defining moment manifested in you and me. Now the glorified flesh and bones is emphasized, made from the Lord's very own. We're at a point which is clearly seen, a defining moment manifested in you and me. It's a defining moment. Hear the trumpet sound, a great jubilee with the wives, saints all around. And it's clearly seen, a defining moment manifested in you and me. Now the glorified flesh and bones is emphasized, made from the Lord's very own. We're at a point which is clearly seen, a defining moment manifested in you and me. It's a defining moment. Hear the trumpet sound, a great jubilee with the wives, saints all around. And it's clearly seen, a defining moment manifested in you and me. And it's clearly seen, a defining moment manifested in you and me.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I want to tell about the book that we just put on. The title of it is Scripturally Speaking, When Can We Say We Are Glorified Flesh and Bones? And we just put that on yesterday. And also, we should have another book going on at the beginning of next week sometime. And it's called The Crucifixion of Jesus Christ, Paid for All Our Redemption. And that should be on sometime at the beginning of next week. But we do have one on that we put on yesterday, Scripturally Speaking, When Can We Say We're Glorified Flesh and Bones? Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We just praise the Lord for all the good things he's doing for us. So the printing is still going on, and the book's still going on the site, and it'll continue till the Lord says enough. So we just praise God for it. Hallelujah. And I'm not expecting him to say enough till the rapture takes place. Amen. So let's just pray one for another, love one another. Amen. And remember this, let everything else pass away, just your eyes on the message and the wife of the Lamb. And yeah, and the glorified flesh and bone. And let everything else, it has its place. Yes, it has its place. And a lot of times we can say a good place. And we thank God for it. But here's something different from all that. This group of people that's the wife of the Lamb. Not like Jesus in the sense Jesus is one person, but his wife is a many-membered body. Praise God. And it's so beautiful how he put this, that God put together in one mind. Let this mind be in you, which were also in Christ, Paul said. Paul was getting that vision, projecting it. And there's sons and daughters of God by the millions. Amen. But the wife is part of the sons and daughters, but she's got that extra benefit. Amen. She's not only that, but she's bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, word of his word. And she is the wife, clothed in fine linen, clean and white, while all other saints are dressed in white robes. Amen. So praise God. Amen. Been a good day so far. Praise the Lord. And we just thank God for everything. So may God bless you is our prayer. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God.